Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Just when everything seemed to be getting back to normal, the abnormality struck again because the war in the Ukraine is raging and changing the face of the globalized world. And for some people, this is confusing because they want to know why this happened. Conspiracy theories abound on both sides, like the scenes of battle in Ukraine. Chaos reigns in the minds of so many. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to these, but 4 points can help people better understand what is happening, because there is some method to the madness. First things first, Russia was already part of the world order. The first point is that that sanctions prove that Russia was well integrated into the globalized world. Vast sectors of the Russian economy were interwoven into the worldwide network and commodity markets. It was not easy to disengage. This conclusion runs contrary to those who say that Russia is a power opposing the current world order. That is not true. Western money and investment helped rebuild the country in the decades after the Cold War. Most major oil companies, for example, were involved in extracting oil from Russia. Multinational firms are everywhere, or they were everywhere. Western banks and accounting firms helped integrate Russia into the financial system. Even the McDonald's franchise operated at hundreds of Russian locations. The sanctions proved the extent of Russian participation in the world economy. Unfortunately, Russia fully absorbed decadent globalized culture in movies, concerts, and bad fashions. And all these things harmed the nation, as it did here. And the sanctions in this area also proved that before the war, Russia was a fully integrated part of the world order. So, right now, Russia is trying to disengage from this world order rapidly. And what they want to do is they want to disengage from their important yet second-tier place in the current world order. President Putin used the one thing that could cause Western disinvestment quickly, an unjust war that would galvanize worldwide public opinion by its brutality. Because he knows that the West is terrified by the prospect of war and will use every economic sanction in the book to avoid conflict. So even as the war gets more intense, the economic sanctions levied against Russia become greater. So the Russian president facilitated instant disengagement, and he let the West do it. This is something he wanted to have happen. In just weeks, he's managed to destroy the work of decades. The disengagement has the advantage that the Western firms are leaving Russia of their own accord with the approval and pressure of governments. And they leave behind assets sold at fire sale prices or abandoned. Everything they leave behind is going to be in Russian hands or face nationalization. They were also looking for a desired or forced, or in some cases, and forced geopolitical realignment. They've made no secret of their alignment with China in the period leading up to the war. At the Winter Olympics, President Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping signed a joint statement signaling their desire to construct a new multipolar world order. They agreed to cooperate without limits to achieve this goal in ushering in international relations of a new type. The Russian president has long idealized a Eurasian Union that would form a single trading and cultural bloc independent of the West. Now, I don't know how far that goes, because China looks at Russia and China has a much bigger manufacturing base than Russia does. Russia has some, they have some natural resources, but I mean, all kinds of American companies are in China. So, right now though, despite what I just said, the war in the Ukraine is putting their non-secret plan into effect. This forces Russia to unite with China, which is the only power big enough to resist the pressure of Western sanctions against Russia. The burning of the economic bridges with the West makes China the only nation that can absorb the massive amounts of raw materials and grains that Russia produces. The two countries combined can scramble the post-Cold War economic and political order and create new tensions and shortages. And some speculate that this forced marriage will lead to a parallel financial system with the yuan as the reserve currency. And this desired realignment will pit the decadent West against the post-communist East. Two distinct political blocks are forming, which will present the world with two false alternatives: crumbling leftist democracy or autocratic national socialism. And one thing that is definite, we are the target. This move comes at a time of extreme vulnerability in the West. The two-year pandemic has already unraveled all those relationships I told you about earlier. We're sitting around here. We don't know who to trust. We don't know who to believe. And so, population is polarized. Inflation is going through the roof. Gas is going through the roof. Food's going through the roof. Food may become a shortage item. This war will wreak havoc upon the West by scrambling further the already stressed production systems. The millions of refugees flooding into Europe add to the burdens already carried by the host countries, taking up resources that could be used to strengthen defenses in the West. And in this scenario, they do hold the advantage. East and West are so integrated that it will not be easy for the West to wean itself from the Eastern, especially the Chinese products, quickly. I mean, how many of you got an iPhone? Or any sort of smartphone, for that matter? The natural gas pipelines are like nooses around the necks of Western countries over-dependent on Russian fuel. Chinese goods so dominate the market that there are few alternatives. And then there's the Ukraine war and the economic sanctions, which puts us in sort of a precarious position. The East regimes suffer much less from these problems than the fragmented Western societies, and the East has a whole lot to gain, and the West has got a lot to lose by this splitting up. And there's a method to the madness, because this one final result will be this permanent division between East and West. Stuff that began in the 70s will be, I mean, it's all going to be gone. All of these diplomatic efforts and everything else. It will signal the failure of the post-Cold War experiment that was supposed to signal the end of history. It'll be a major geopolitical realignment and would take place that could have dramatic consequences. And it could lead to a world war. All of this happened because of Biden. This happened because we stayed in a war for 20 years and they were able to look and see how we do things. They figured out how to counter that. And, we have the weakest leadership we've had in a while. They're not afraid of Biden like they were of Trump, because they didn't know what Trump was going to do. Day to day, they didn't know what he's going to do. They didn't know if he was going to launch something or, you know. That unpredictability was a feature. It was a feature. And all of this is rolling. It's rolling in real time as we speak. So, just shaking my head. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hoster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Hoster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Hoster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Hoster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The American left uses their dominant position in social media to manipulate the legacy media, to set the agenda, to browbeat the elected members of the Democrat Party, and to intimidate corporate America. In order to protect their political or social status, many of the self-serving politicians in both parties, as well as corporate executives and editors and journalists, are easily intimidated by the volume and vociferousness of social media trolling. That part, I've got to admit that I don't understand that either. Let them come. Let them come. Others are willingly convinced that they're on the right side of various issues based on the same criteria. But as a result, many major corporations and the legacy media and other Democrats are committed to policies that are 180 degrees away from tradition and common sense, and that an overwhelming majority of Americans do not want. Like the latest example, the unfathomable reaction by these same perfidious entities to the Parental Rights in Education bill recently passed in Florida. This bill simply codifies the centuries-old and previously never-questioned understanding that teaching and discussing gender identity and sexuality to pre-adolescents, and in this case of the bill, we're talking about children 4 to 8 years old, is solely the prerogative of the parents, not teachers working for the state. The left immediately dubbed this the Don't Say Gay bill and began an unprecedented national disinformation campaign to obfuscate about the bill and denigrate Ron DeSantis and all conservatives as being bigots and opposed to all gay rights. First of all, here's problem number one. Ron DeSantis and the legislative body of Florida have all been duly elected, and they are going to do what they want to do because they were elected to do so. And if you don't like it, don't live in Florida. There's item number one. The initial step in this process was that committed leftists with a massive social media following put out the call to the legion of mind-numb basement dwellers seeking meaning in their otherwise spiritually empty lives while voluntarily chaining themselves to their laptops and keyboards. These foot soldiers then began the campaign of tweeting and posting in mass the predetermined talking points to the media, politicians, and major corporations. Recently, the Biden administration recruited, I think, about 20 TikTok stars, you might say, to get out there and say, the reason gas prices are so high is because of the Russians. Which is really interesting. they're going to be tweeting, or not tweeting, they're going to be putting the TikToks out, and a bunch of people that follow them, and, you know, they have millions of followers, and I don't like describing them as spiritually empty, but some of them are. They're going to look at this and they're going to believe it. And then they're going to start repeating it ad nauseum as if it's fact. They'll start tweeting and posting in mass. And within hours, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, they aired stories about the Don't Say Gay bill and the unconscionable bigotry of Ron DeSantis and of all conservatives, which I don't understand how this is unconscionable, because we're saying, parents, if you want to teach your children about sex, you do it. I'm here to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. And therein, of course, lies the problem, because, most of these things that occur because they have overreached. Believe it or not. Educators trying to get out there and teach your children about what is and isn't and what can and cannot be is overreach. And then the social media platforms, they'll endlessly put in your feed articles published by left-wing websites and, you know, especially on the feeds of major corporations like, and, you know, Disney. They folded and started regurgitating the same fictitious talking points about the bill. And this pattern of social media-driven feigned outrage has been repeated ad nauseum since Barack Obama was first inaugurated. It also serves to amplify and promote issues such as unverifiable long-term climate change, illegal immigration, uncontrollable spending and inflation, unfettered ballot harvesting, censorship of unacceptable speech, the elimination of gun ownership, the casting of gender dysphoria as an inalienable human right, and defunding the police. I just wish that they could have what they want sometimes. I really do. As long as I don't have to live with it, I just wish they could have what they want. So they could enjoy that. But we have a creation of the radical left-wing Silicon Valley plutocrats. The social media Twitter mobs are the enforcement arm of the left. So beyond content, beyond creating the Twitter mobs, these plutocrats are also aggressively censoring conservative speech. And they unabashedly aided and abetted in the unconstitutional and fraudulent. Wow, that's an interesting number. I don't even know where that's from. Maybe they'll leave me a voicemail. Just got a number flash across the phone, which is always good to get that in the middle of a radio show. But right now the left, they have the legacy media. They manipulate them. They have the corporate media. They manipulate them. Thanks to the established media outlets almost exclusively hiring young progressive journalists. And there was a study to find out how much they ascribe the importance of Twitter. And they surveyed 200 journalists. And the result was a majority of journalists ranked anonymous tweets as having equal credibility or more than the actual fairly reported stories. And what this is, of course, is this means that whatever gets out there first sticks. And that's what it all boils down to. Whatever gets out there first sticks. So that's what they have. That's what they're enjoying right now as we speak. This is one reason why I don't have a Twitter account. I have one, but I don't use it. I do very little on Facebook. I mean, I got out there and said something about not having the U.S. not having a fight in the Ukraine-Russia war, and oh my gosh, they came out of the woodwork. Okay, fine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a phone call with Germany's leader Olaf Scholz, accused Ukraine of seeking to drag out negotiations with Russia to the end of the war by putting forward what they called new, unrealistic proposals. Putin told Scholz Russia was ready to continue the search for a solution within the bounds of its own principles. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, told reporters that she advised the Biden administration to ask Congress for more than double what it originally asked for in COVID emergency 19 relief, close to $45 billion. President Joe Biden initially asked Congress for $22 billion in new funding. That number decreased to $15.6 billion due to Republican opposition. Pelosi said, I think they should double what they asked for because even when they were asking for 20-some billion, it was only going to get us to June. President Vladimir Zelensky and his fellow Ukrainians have now been nominated to receive this year's Nobel Peace Prize. A total of 36 current and former European politicians sent a letter to the Norwegian Nobel Committee and asked that the deadline for the prize be extended so Zelensky can be considered. The group said extending and thereby reopening the nomination procedure for the Nobel Peace Prize until March 31st. Please allow Nobel Peace Prize nominations for President Zelensky and the people of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, let's talk about something else regarding all of this stuff. Because right now, if, let's put it this way. In a commentary out there, a neoconservative, Joshua Muravishik, labels those who believe that the roots of the current Russia-Ukraine war lie at least in the post-Cold War expansion of NATO. They're referred to as Putin apologists. He groups into that category the Democratic Socialists of America, including several members of Congress. Some writers at the Far Left Nation magazine, members of the Quincy Institute, including its president, Andrew Basevich, and senior fellow Anatol Levin, the American conservatives, Patrick Buchanan, Rod Dreher, Scott McConnell, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Tulsi Gabbard, and last but not least, former President Donald Trump. They're all Putin apologists. Now, the ones on the left are motivated by an anti-war reflex and a belief that the American system as an avatar of capitalism and systemic racism is inherently malign. I have no idea what that has to do with war, but, you know, hey, we got to get in the digs where we can. Some of the Putin apologists on the right, he explains, are ideological isolationists who share the left's contempt for America. Others on what he calls the Trumpist right call themselves patriots, but their passions focus powerfully on disputes with other Americans rather than our country's foreign adversaries. And he doesn't appear to realize that the passionate focus of his article is his disputes with other Americans, which, you know, he obviously shares in. He calls the NATO expansion argument of the Putin apologists flimsy because Putin's view that NATO expansion threatens Russia's security is nonsensical. And, I mean, he's missing a main point, which I'm going to tell you in just a minute. He says, NATO does not threaten Russia and has never threatened it. NATO, he continues, is a defensive alliance, and adding Ukraine to NATO would not change this a whit. It apparently doesn't matter to Mrvacic that Putin's and Russia's perception of NATO differs from his, or even from the reality that NATO is a defensive alliance. See, in one of these things where you're going to get out there and have an armed conflict, it doesn't matter what all the sideline armchair quarterbacks say. It matters about the principles involved. And in this case, with Putin, he perceives this to be a threat. So, hence, whether you want to call it a pretense or a reason, this is why this is going on. And Mrvacic also ignores what is one of the most important qualities of a statesman, what Halford Mackinder described as an insight into the minds of other nations and his own. That insight was lacking during the Vietnam War, when the Johnson administration thought offering Ho Chi Minh massive government aid projects, like the Tennessee Valley Authority, would convince the communist leader to make peace and give up his quest to conquer South Vietnam. It was similarly lacking when that same administration, persuaded by Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, who knew next to nothing about communism or Russian history, thought slowing or stopping the U.S. deployment of nuclear missiles would convince Soviet leaders to do likewise. More recently, the inability to gain insight to the minds of other nations on the part of George W. Bush led to the delusional and costly policy of trying to spread democracy to Iraq and Afghanistan. Look, if we need to go to war, that's fine. We don't need to try to indoctrinate them into our way of thinking. We just need to go there and destroy them. And that policy, by the way, was championed by many neoconservatives like this particular cat. In his famous long telegram in 1946, George F. Kennan explained that the Soviet-Russian foreign policy was motivated by a neurotic view of world affairs and an instinctive Russian sense of insecurity. That grew as Russia became into contact with the economically advanced West, which triggered fear of more competent, more powerful, more highly organized societies. Russia's rulers, he wrote, have invariably sensed that their rule was relatively archaic in form, fragile and artificial in its psychological foundation, and unable to stand comparison or contact with political systems of Western countries. This is why Russian leaders, according to Kennan, have always feared foreign penetration, feared direct contact between the Western world and their own, feared what would happen if Russians learned truth about world without, or if foreigners learned truth about world within. He further explained that throughout its history, Russia has never known a friendly neighbor or indeed any tolerant equilibrium of separate powers, either internal or international. The leaders, he wrote, has an instinctive fear of the outside world. He viewed the Soviet leaders as simply the latest of a long succession of cruel and wasteful Russian leaders who have relentlessly forced their country on ever new heights of military power in order to guarantee external security of their internally weak regime. So, international developments since the end of the Cold War have done nothing to calm the traditional Russian insecurity. Russia's leaders have witnessed a steady expansion of NATO to the frontiers of Russian territory, to include Baltic states, many Eastern and Central European countries that were once members of the Warsaw Pact, and several Balkan nations. And some Western leaders publicly promoted the admission of Ukraine and Georgia into NATO and the European Union. Kennan, writing 50 years later in 1997, predicted the NATO expansion, then in its infancy, would produce among Russia's new leaders, who had recently lost part of their empire, a return to that insecurity that would manifest itself into more extreme forms of nationalism and militarism. So there's nothing nonsensical about questioning the wisdom of NATO expansion or suggesting that the current Russia-Ukraine war might not have happened if NATO had not expanded, or at least expanded in a more prudent fashion. Nor are those who question the wisdom of NATO expansion Putin apologists. That's a smear intended to silence dissent from the NATO must defend Ukraine narrative that has been U.S., incessantly promoted by a jingoistic media and much of the U.S. foreign policy establishment. Questioning the wisdom of NATO expansion does not equate with excusing or justifying Putin's aggression. But it does help to maybe find a diplomatic way to end the war before it widens if we simply understand why it happened. See, getting out there and suggesting that we, right now, Zelensky, I understand what Zelensky's trying to do. He's trying to save his country. He wants a no-fly zone, which means we enter the war. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that we get out there and we're not doing peacekeeping or anything. We're entering the war. And that will happen simply because that's the way Putin will see it to be occurring. It will have nothing to do with our intent. Our intent will mean nothing. It will mean squat. So, I don't know what our official position should be or is going to end up being. If it was up to me, I would start, I'd be going to NATO and I'd be going to each NATO country and I'd be saying, what have you got? What have you got right now today? What have you got? All right, start shoring that up. Start getting that ready. Harden everything. Prepare for the worst. Hope for the best. Because that's what we did in the 80s. And it worked. And we've gotten soft. We have really gotten soft. Even with everything we've done in Afghanistan and Iraq, we have become soft lately. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. You know what? If the Democrats had their way, you'd still be wearing a mask right now. You'd be wearing a mask into the 22nd century. During the pandemic, it became a regular occurrence for a mayor or a governor or a health official who had mandated masks to be photographed partying without a face covering while people serving the food and the drinks. Often minorities were forced to wear masks. So after two worrisome years of 15 days to flatten the curve, Americans got tired of the hypocrisy of rules for thee, but not for me. But still, had it not been for Joe Biden's first State of the Union speech, Democrats might have continued with ridiculous mask mandates. But the donkey party didn't want Joey squinting at the teleprompter with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Kamala Harris sitting behind him wearing silly masks. So when Biden shuffled into the U.S. Capitol, probably thinking, where am I now? There are very few masks in sight. And it's not just Democrats who are hypocrites. Republicans play that game, too. For example, the GOP wants us to believe that its members embrace Judeo-Christian conservative family values. In late 2021, the Republican National Committee announced its new RNC Pride Coalition. The same RNC that disappeared following the highly questionable results of the 2020 presidential election was now supporting transgender lifestyle that many conservatives do not accept. Note to Donald Trump, most MAGAs believe that there's only two genders and they are determined at birth. By promoting the transgender agenda, they're partly responsible for the ridiculousness of USA Today's recognizing biological male Richard Levine as one of 2021's Women of the Year, now known as Rachel. Admiral Levine is the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health in the Biden administration. Perhaps to make amends with the party's conservative base, in February they voted to censure Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney and Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger for being part of the January 6th Clown Show committee hearing. RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel explained her position on various news shows and wrote an op-ed explaining why they censured them. Yada, yada, yada. But they still have their Pride Coalition. Hypocrisy is not just from the two major parties either. Members at the California Federation of Republican Women. Republican Women. They might share that they detest Democrats who cancel someone who publicly expresses a view that differs from the progressive doctrine. Yet they have bylaws in place that allow the organization to cancel members who differ from their doctrine. Like the member who doesn't cooperate with the California Republican Party, fails to support the Republican ticket, or speaks disparagingly in public of any Republican or candidate. So you could be expunged and canceled by them. So, this is how you protect rhinos, by the way. That kind of thing is how you protect rhinos. This is what the state GOPs do all over the country. They protect the incumbent because it's so much easier to keep him in office. They don't have to do any heavy lifting or anything. During a Save America South Carolina rally where thousands stood for hours in near freezing temperatures to hear Trump speak, Trump said, "Before we can defeat the Democrats, socialists, and communists at the ballot box this fall, we first have to defeat the rhinos and the grandstanders in the primaries earlier this year. These rhinos are no good. I don't know in many ways they're as bad as the Democrats." That's true. That's true. In South Carolina, it is very much rhino territory in a lot of cases. Very much so. And the hypocrisy goes beyond political parties and organizations. There's the woke corporations firing or forcing out employees who post personal views on their social media page. It differs from the official C-suite dictum. Like former Levi's brand president Jennifer Say repeatedly spoke out against draconian COVID restrictions in schools and was fired, shown the door. A 20-year-old employee who was on the way to a big promotion, Say turned down a $1 million confidentiality agreement just to tell her story. Worst example of hypocrisy is, of course, big tech. They will remove conservatives or Republicans from their social platform for posting what they deem hate speech. And recently, Representative Vicky Hartzler had her private Twitter account frozen because she had the audacity to tweet, "Women's sports are for women, not men pretending to be women." Yet these same progressive platforms allow terrorist nations, violent organizations, and brutal tyrannical leaders to remain online. Is there anything more hypocritical than Twitter banning Trump but allowing Putin to stay in place on Twitter? Hypocrisy is part and parcel of the Democrat Party's appeal as its many Marxist There are many Marxist supporters, but the America First Republicans have had enough of it from elected officials and organization leadership. The coming red wave, and it's going to be one, that's probably just going to be the beginning. I think the Democrats have gone a little further than they thought they could go. They thought they could go further. They thought they had it all. They thought they had the mandate, despite having to steal it for Biden, a five-member majority in the House and a split Senate, 50-50. They thought that was it's a mandate. It's a mandate. Oh, my goodness, it's a mandate. So, here locally in Columbia, South Carolina, which is the capital of the state, the city of Columbia has decided to roll back their gun control amid threats from the state government. This is called preemption. In South Carolina, we have preemption. And that means cities are forbidden from trying to have local gun control in place that the state does not have in place for them. And in Columbia, and I don't know why, they seem to think that rule didn't apply to them. And the stuff that they put in place, I'm just wondering how they were ever going to enforce this. But they're going to have to roll the gun control measures back because the state controls the funding that they want. So, First of all, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, he was in a court fight with the city, and they didn't want to fight with state lawmakers who have the power to fund much-needed city projects. And Columbia, with the backing of then-Mayor Steve Benjamin, passed a series of gun ordinances in 2019, making it illegal to possess firearms within 1,000 feet of a school, which means if you're driving past the school and you're carrying your weapon, you're breaking the law. They wanted to allow gun seizures from people under an extreme risk protection order, or a red flag law, and a rule to add buildings with homemade firearms known as ghost guns are constructed. They want them to be subject to the nuisance laws. Like, you know, how are you going to enforce any of this? Are you going to be doing a compliance stop? Do you know what that would do? For example, if a school is on a street, and a lot of businesses are on the street around the school too, if everybody stops going that way, that means the foot traffic goes away too. Gun control is such a backwards notion. But, well, the Attorney General sued him, and a Richland County judge sided with Wilson in 2021. So in this past March, they have given, as a matter of fact, yesterday, they gave approval to roll back the gun rules in a split vote. Some of the city council objected to the idea they lost the court case. They were going to try to appeal, but they withdrew the appeal the day of the vote. But that wouldn't have changed matters in the least. Preemption laws have been upheld time and time again, so there's no reason to believe South Carolina's preemption law would have been an exception. So now the state is going to try to push the city, which the state house sits within the city, push them back into the straight and narrow. Good to see. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.